Louisville defensive tackle Moby Okoye turned a lot of heads at the Senior Bowl last month. But in truth, he's been turning heads ever since he arrived at the University of Louisville from Huntsville, Alabama, and has one of the more intriguing backgrounds of any draft prospect this year.
Starting from the top, I started school when I was 2.5 in Nigeria, and my mom was a principal, so she would take me to school with her when, you know, after a leaf and she can find anybody to take care of me, trustworthy. So I would just mingle with the kids and all, and that's how I started early. So I started school when I was 2.5, and my mom told me she held me back for the first grade. So after I got held back for the first grade, I kept on going. Then in Nigeria, in order to go to middle school, you have to take an entrance exam, either in the 4th, 5th, or 6th grade. And I took mine in the 5th grade and made good enough scores to go to the 7th. So after that, I went to the 7th grade. Then my family moved here to join my dad in 99, and we moved to Huntsville, Alabama. So when we moved here, the principal wanted to send me back to 8th grade. And you know, I disagreed and felt like I was getting pushed back. So we came to an agreement, and she decided, you know, how about we just keep you here for 2 weeks, and depending on how you perform, determines if you stay or not. So after the first week, she put me in some classes that I already took, and the reports got back, and the teachers told her that I had to be moved to upper classes. So after that, I just pretty much stayed in high school. I really never felt, you know, younger than everybody else. I always felt like I was in the right, you know, right grade, right place. That, you know, that's always how, like, I carried myself, you know. But thanks to my parents, I guess, yeah, and my family, they kind of did a real good job bringing me up, and hopefully I can do a better job, or even just as good a job as they've done.
What did your dad do in Huntsville? Is he connected to the Rocket program?
Nah, he owns his own medical supply business.
How did he end up in Huntsville, Alabama?
His brother is down there. So when he decided to come back to the States, he decided to come back to Huntsville because he really didn't want to go to any big cities where, you know, when we moved in, he didn't want to have any kind of like bad influences.
What's taking her screen? You're 15 years old. That's a lot to throw
at us. Yeah, but like I never saw myself that way. I've never always seen myself as being younger than everybody else. I've always seen myself as the grade where I'm at. So, you know, every time I was in the 9th grade, I felt like I was in the 9th grade, in 12th grade, 12th grade as a freshman, junior. You know, I kind of started realizing it the past year when all the media attention started coming around. Yeah, I know him, but we're not related. Family, just family knows each other. It's kind of like an Edwards. Yeah.
I get the impression that maybe been so far ahead of everybody else for so long, but the NFL, it's a big step. You're going to be playing with guys that are 30, 35 years old, but the bodies are certainly more nervous at all about that?
Not at all. I'm looking forward to it. It's kind of like when I was going to high school. I was 15, and I was, you know, out of criticism, I was going to go play with people who were 23, 24. So it's a challenge, and I've always had challenges in life, and it's one other challenge I'm looking forward to.
Did you ever take it back to them?
What now?
Have you ever felt physically overmatched in sports?
Not at all. And sometimes I've gotten beat, you know, physically sometimes against going against people, but I just get up and say, you know, you just gotta keep going until you win.
Do you feel comfortable at 287 at the combine? I don't know what you were here, but do you feel comfortable with that lighter weight than you played at Louisville?
Yeah, I played at 317 as a freshman, 305 as a sophomore, 312 as a junior, 295, between 295 and 300 as a senior. And I feel like that's probably my best playing weight. I felt, you know, explosive, fast, strength-wise, everything was pluses.
So you think you'll go back up to 295 for NFL play, or you were at 287 at the combine? What were you here today?
302.
302, and that's where you plan to play at,
slow
level?
Yeah.
One question some of the coaches are wondering about you is, because you are so young, what will you grow into when you are 22 years old? Is your dad, your uncle, or the baby? What do you think you grow up?
My father's side of the family are pretty big. Everybody's pretty big on that side, pretty tall. And I think my mom's side, they're pretty tall too, especially my mom for a woman, she's pretty tall.
Your father went to school at Texas Southern. How much of your father's life did you spend in the States?
He originally moved here in 76.
And
and moved back, I forgot when, but then moved back here like in 97. He went to school and went to undergrad and grad school. He did a grad school in Prior View.
What's it like having two different agencies represented by two different agencies?
It's good because, you know, they always say two heads are better than one, so you get together.
How did that happen?
They came up with me with it. They came up with the decision to both represent me, and I was like, fine. What are the names? Yeah. Darren Morgan and Ian Greengross and Leon Rose.
What do you think when people call you the anti-Maurice Claret? How do you feel about that?
Oh, this is the first time I've actually heard that. I don't know, you know, I mean, I guess it's bad in his case for people to say that, but I don't see myself as that or anything like that. I just see myself as a Mobile Okoye, so.
You see yourself exclusively as a free technique defensive tackle?
I play both positions, and I've tried to find out which one I like best, and I really can't say which one I like best.
Mostly free technique
or? I played both.
How important is school? You got out 3.5 years.
Yeah, school's always been first. You know, if school comes first, to my family, and academics second. I actually got into academics just as an extracurricular activity. That's how I started playing football. My dad thought I was fat, so. I mean, that was, my dad was big on, you know, going to Harvard, and I was big on playing football. So not to downgrade Harvard, but you know, I'm just saying, like, Louisville had the best of both worlds for me as far as academics and athletic wise, and I didn't really want to go to any big schools. I want to be part of something growing, so.
Did your parents understand?
Psychology.
Did your parents understand football when you started playing it?
What now?
Did they understand football?
No, it was something I had to learn, you know. It was a kind of like an observational kind of learning thing, you know, and I guess I picked up on it pretty good.
From Indianapolis, this is Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.